You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So this is the beginning of a fortnightly chat with AUSA to talk about what, which is the Auckland University Student Association, to talk about what the university is up to and what students are getting out of their student representation. I will be speaking to Education Vice President of the Auckland University Student Association, George Barton, for this segment. This week we talk about what AUSA actually does, what his role is, and what student culture is like at the University of Auckland. Here is George. Okay, so to begin with, can you give us a brief explanation of what AUSA is and how it fits into the University of Auckland?
Yep. So we're the Students Association on campus. Mm-hmm. So we have four main things that we deliver for students. We do events, representation, advocacy and welfare. So with events, we're providing big professional events such as Party in the Park. With representation, that's part of my role, making sure that the university is held to account and being part of decision making at the university, ensuring that there's a student voice in the development of policy and the various other things that the university is doing. With welfare, it's providing a helping hand to our students, whether that be in the form of food bags, our welfare grants, or providing spaces for our equity groups, mm-hmm. And advocacy, providing free and independent legal advice for students in relation to any complaints that they have, either with the university, with their landlord, or with their employer.
Wonderful. So what is your role as part of the AUSA executive?
So as Education Vice President, my main role is to sit on a number of different academic committees, too many committees to name, to be honest, and as part of that, just to make sure that a student voice is heard and properly articulated. And whether I do that or not is, I guess, up to students and up to members. But my main thing is just to make sure that when the university is reviewing a different department and deciding whether a degree is working or not, or whether certain resources need to be in place, that the student voice is properly heard throughout that process. And I am proud to say that the work of past EVPs has really made a difference to the university's policy making, and I hope I'll be able to do the same with my role this year.
So just talking a little bit more about your role and about the different roles in the executive, how do the students of the University of Auckland, the members of AUSA, know what you're up to?
I have to concede that AUSA in the past hasn't done a good job of letting students know what we're up to and what we're doing.
Because I feel like I can imagine a lot of people would say that they don't really know what they, you know, vote for these people once a year because they sort of, it comes up on Facebook and
Absolutely.
They go, oh, yep, here I go. I'll vote for this because I signed up at the beginning of the year. So what, how do we know what you're up to? Exactly, I suppose.
I think that's a really good question. I think part of it is being in interviews like this, being held to account, but also just to be transparent with students and to break it down in their terms. I see my role as Education VP as actually explaining to students in student terms, and I don't mean that in a patronising way whatsoever, but to really break down policy and updates with the university and saying, this is what AUSA is doing in response to these things. And I think that we can have a more active role. So one of the things that we're going to do, obviously, O-Week has been very busy, and in light of the awful circumstances and Friday, the association's been very busy as well. But Anand, our president, is going to be giving video updates, kind of explaining what it is that the executive's doing. We're also going to be publishing our annual plan, which sets out everything that we're going to do this year. And as you will be aware, a majority of our executive ran on a single ticket, and we had a manifesto of objectives that we wanted to achieve for students this year. And so the plan that we will release will detail exactly how we're going to get there with fulfilling those
And will
those
that
objectives.
Be released, is that something that will be released on like your website or Facebook or, I don't know, Instagram?
What all of it. Like, I mean, you know, I imagine it'll be a fairly detailed plan, so maybe Instagram won't work. But Facebook and our website, definitely. Yep.
Perfect.
And then as well, engaging our different faculty associations and making sure that their voices are heard in this.
Last year, a group of AUSA candidates, you talked about the manifesto, and that is Unfuck AUSA,
right? Yes.
So what does this mean? Is there something wrong with AUSA?
There is something wrong with AUSA,
what is
Jemima.
There are
quite a few things. The first thing is that students don't know what we're doing.
Yes.
And so part of Unfuck is to say that AUSA does important things. Mm. We have people on the highest committees in the university, and if you don't know who they are, that's a problem. Because if you don't know who they are, you don't know exactly what kind of representations they're making. You don't know whether they're decent people to be making those representations. The other thing as well is to say that AUSA has been disconnected from our student community. I'd be the first to acknowledge that. We had a very low voter turnout in last year's elections to vote in this year's executive.
And even a candidate turnout as well, is that not right? That quite
absolutely.
Often places go, there are lots of places on the executive. Lots of people have the opportunity to be involved in the running of AUSA and all of the work that they do, but quite often it goes unchallenged. It's just somebody, the person that puts their hand up first, you know, and that's just it. You know?
That's right. And I think that's absolutely the wrong way of choosing the best candidates. Mm. What I would say to you is I'm confident that our team are the best team. I'm confident that if we ran with contested elections that we'd have a really good chance of being voted in by our members and by our students. But I think that that's a real problem, that there aren't these contested elections. And part of it is because students just simply don't know what we do. Part of my role is talking with our different faculty associations, letting them know about updates with the university. And obviously you'll understand that I can't be particular about all those things on air. But the interest that they've had in AUSA, just from finding out about my role, about Anand's role as president, about Emily's role as engagement VP, I think has really started to get them thinking about, you know, AUSA could be the place for me. Because that's the thing, we need good students who want to give back, who see the role of AUSA as being important, who think that there can't be decisions about students without students, and who just want to give back to this community.
Do you think that that can happen with one executive, or do you think that's an ongoing sort of plan that needs to be enforced in every executive for the next 5-10 years?
I think it's something that's got to be long-lasting, so I think it's got to be a strategic goal
plan
for the association that spans over years. But we've got to start somewhere, and so that's what the executive's all about. It's about making sure that our faculties are aware and involved.
And I think a lot of people, I did say this to Emily when I interviewed her about engagement, I said, you know, a lot of people, students at the University of Auckland, particularly first years coming into university, they may think, they may see their friends off at other universities like Wellington or Canterbury or like Otago, definitely, that their student culture is stronger than it is in Auckland. And I remember even myself as a first year thinking, oh, is that because of the way our campus is set up? Is that because we have less, I don't know, less joint space that people feel like they can hang out in and be a part of? Is it something to do with the executive? So what are your thoughts on that, about the student culture at the University of Auckland? Do you think that's an AUSA problem, or do you think that's a University of Auckland generally problem?
I think it's an AUSA problem, and I think it's a university problem. And I think all the different factors that you touched upon are exactly why we kind of have this problem that we do have. I think if you were going to sum up student culture at the University of Auckland, you wouldn't say there's one student culture, you'd say that there's many. Because within our faculties, within our schools, there is a strong student community. If you go down to the law school, the Law Students Association do a great job in providing for their students. The same with engineering, the same with the Arts Association as well. And so we've got to respond in kind to that. AUSA isn't like VUSA or OUSA, the Victoria University Students Association, or Otago. There isn't that common body of students that are interested in the association, because we are the most diverse university in New Zealand. We are so big. We have the most faculties, the most schools. We have 8 faculties. And so part of Unfuck AUSA is to say, actually, we need to rethink the way that we're engaging with students. We need to stop engaging with students as if we were any club or association, like, for instance, Meet Club or like the Law Students Association. We need to say, what is it that we can do that's bigger than that? And so the approach that we're taking is to take a diversified approach to our engagement with students. It's basically working with and not against. So what we're keen to see is AUSA pulling back from events that other clubs and associations are capable of running and run perfectly by themselves, and saying, actually, AUSA has the money and the resources behind these events. Why don't we collaborate with the club? Give them the opportunity to run the event, and AUSA can be that supporting framework behind. And so that's the idea here. And I think it's interesting, because with the University of Auckland, we are so big, we are so diverse. AUSA's role is to be supporting those different student communities, but at the same time, bringing them together in manners of interest. And so that's something that AUSA can do, is bring students together on big platforms like that. So it's moving away from individualized approaches where the events that we run compete with smaller clubs and faculty associations, and being able to bring our students' associations and clubs together on big, far-reaching, university-wide concerns and issues.
And I feel like that potentially works better in a university as big as ours, because if you're looking at a different platform, say Otago University, smaller area, smaller like student base. There, it's easier to band together a group of people under one, one icon. Whereas because we're so diverse in our groups and our culture and everything, I feel like you have to work on sort of a different framework, like a different overall university society framework than what other universities do.
Absolutely. And because if you look at the actual physical campuses that we have, they invite students to stay within their campuses as opposed to reach out and spread out. If you visit the Faculty of Creative Arts and Industries, there's no reason why students studying architecture or urban planning would ever have to leave there. They study there, they learn there, they socialise there. So AUSA's approach needs to be, if we're going to cater for those students, not to provide an event in the quad, but to say, how can we work with the school associations that are really strong there, that are providing for the needs of their students there? How can we bolster them to be able to make sure that they're providing for students even better than they already are?
Perfect.
Yeah, so that's the vision behind our USA, and that's part of that whole unfuck philosophy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.